Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to other comedians about jokes they can't get to work. Joel's here.
Hello.
Producer Joel. How's it going, Joel?
I'm very well, thank you. A different atmosphere to the intro today.
Why is that?
Because a future guest is sat.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know we were going to mention
watching the
him.
Sausage get made.
Yeah. He might say something. Oh, and they can you can guess who it is.
That's fun. Tweet us and you can figure out who
at
that is.
Jokes with Mark. So quickly, let's do this, Joel.
Okay.
Last week, our now new regular feature, famous comedian scandal headlines.
It's a catchy title.
Yeah, I haven't really thought it through. So last week it was Mickey Flanagan, and I did one which I wasn't really sure about. I said about Mickey Flanagan cheating on his wife a few times.
Yeah.
And then the headline was Mickey Flanagan.
Yep.
So Keenan Hinchcliffe tweeted in, said, surely if Mickey Flanagan was cheating on his wife, it would be Mickey Philanderin.
That's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, does it work?
Ish.
Yeah. And then I had a comedian friend of mine who I started comedy with called Mark Salmon.
No, what?
Mark Salmon.
Yeah.
No, that's his real name. He said, Mickey Flanagan in a late night incontinence scandal. Mickey Bed Panagan. This is gold, mate. And then he said, just Mickey Japanagan. He didn't have a setup for that one, just like so, Japan
tour.
Again.
Yeah.
He's touring Asia again. Mickey Japan again. That's right, isn't it? That's good.
Yeah,
so this week, which comedian shall we go for? Someone big that doesn't matter if, do you know what I mean? That we're not going to meet.
Yep.
I don't know. Ricky Gervais?
Gervais. Nice.
Gervais. Can you think of any? Gervais. Ricky.
What's the scandal?
Well, that's just the thing you've
got
to make.
You've got to
make the scandal up. Okay. He's, Ricky Gervais, as the police have taken him down. And there's a picture of him on the floor, handcuffed. And it's Ricky Gervais'd. He's been tasered.
Yeah,
that one.
That was good.
Okay, if you've got any of your own, at Jokes with Mark on all the social medias. Okay, this week is an Edinburgh episode with Thomas Green, and it was just him because someone else pulled out. Because normally we had two people,
yes.
But someone pulled out.
But hey, he was as good as two people.
He was. He turned up late.
Yeah,
but that's unlike him.
That.
But I should tell you that so you know when the podcast starts, that's what's happened. He got there late, but you know.
How late?
I think about 15 minutes.
And people waited.
Yeah. Well, not many, but there weren't many there in the first place.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It is good.
He's a good one.
Yeah.
And he's Australian.
But don't let that put you off.
Here it is. Here he is, cracking. Good stuff. Here we go. So what happened?
Hi, everyone. What happened is I don't even live... Well, I was not staying too far away from here. Just down Canongate. And I walked all the way to the counting house. For some reason, I had it in my head that I was going to the counting house. But that was yesterday. At 1:30 yesterday, I was on a show at the counting house. And so I went all the way there. And I was like, mate, I'm here. And you're like, no, you're not. I was like, what does that mean? And I looked at my phone and I was like, scrolled up. Oh, no, the subway. And then I tried Googling Subway, and then it just listed all the Subways in Edinburgh.
That's funny. I mean, that would have been more acceptable if you'd gone to one of those in the first place.
Yeah, just sat down and had a meal. Yeah. Like, he'll come eventually. He'll find me.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, well, that's an exciting story. And you got an Uber.
Yeah, then I got an Uber here, which I don't even know
must
if that was quicker.
Longer. Must
it probably
have taken
did.
Longer.
It was pretty packed.
And well, Uber was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was in there. They all had a Subway with them as well.
Well, so I sort of flustered you into we started.
Yeah.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah, how are you?
Just got to Edinburgh?
Yeah, I got here on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So I was at Cardiff on Friday, Saturday. So then I drove Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I left at 5 to 5 from Cardiff, and it's a 7-hour
drive.
You
drove here?
Yeah, drove here from Cardiff.
Oh, wow. I was literally just having a chat to the bar people about where would you leave your car when you're here? Like, because I quite fancy driving that one day, but where did you leave your car?
So I was really lucky. The house that I'm crashing at is, not my car, but they've got like a courtyard area where there's a few spaces to park your car.
Oh.
It's really weird because I've always had like really dingy accommodation in Edinburgh, like... Do you know what I mean? Like proper old student accommodation. And then this time I've rocked up and then I was like, when I first pulled in, it's like a nice cobbled street. And I pulled up in the car and I was like, hey guys, I think I'm out front. I don't know if there's this big, huge gate. They're like, yeah, hang on a second. Doink. These huge gates open.
Kidding?
I'm not joking. And it's this gorgeous courtyard. Like I was in something from Game of the Thrones. I was like, what the hell? Like, and then I walk in, I was like, this is amazing. So I've got a car space. I've got a lovely courtyard.
Did that cost you a fortune?
No, because I've snuck in at the end, and I was originally just going to sleep on the couch. So I was going to pay him a few hundred quid just for the couch. And then one of the guys, the day I left, was like, I'm going home. I was like, sweet. So I've got a bed.
Wow. You have had him.
But
it's near here, is it?
It's just off Canongate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where. I don't actually know the area. I've sort of just...
We can tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wicked. Well, let's get cracking. So I was sort of... most of you know what the podcast is anyway, but we're chatting about jokes that we can't get to work. Have you brought some with you?
Yeah, I have actually.
Yeah? How many have you got?
I've got a few.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All up in your brain, are they?
No, I've actually got my phone, don't worry.
Do you want to start with one of mine?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm just trying to think. Okay, here's one. Here's a rude one that I didn't put in the show this year. Okay? So I met a girl in a bar. I should be talking to you. That's what the podcast works. Sorry, I'm performing to the audience. I met a girl in a bar.
Yeah.
And I said to her how I think there are nicer ways of saying the phrase wanked off.
Right.
Anyway, she ended up palming me off onto one of her friends. See, I think it's good. Now I feel like maybe that's in next year's show now, because that I do believe in it.
I feel like that could be a bit, you know what I mean? Like, as in, you could make a succession of, so start off with that in the bar, and then you could continue with the bar.
Feet.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There could be a few, like, success.
So then if it doesn't hit that hard, then you know there's another one coming in a second, and... Oh, I didn't even...
Yeah!
Oh my God, I didn't even know that was a
mate,
joke.
Write it down.
That was really quick of you, yeah. That happens sometimes in my show. What was it the other day I said, and it was an accident? And everyone laughed. Oh, no, I can't say that because that gives a shut joke away. I got an AIDS joke. Now that sounds awful, but I talk about why I'm allowed to do it because someone from AIDS Research said it was all right, the joke. Anyway, so come see the show if you want.
I thought you were about to give us some really bad information then.
No. But then I was talking about the joke and I went, so I said I got an AIDS joke and I said, I've had it for 6 months, and everyone laughed, and they were like, they thought I'd meant I got AIDS for 6 months. They thought that was the joke, but it wasn't. I meant the joke, I've had the joke for 6 months, yeah. And there was another one about rude jokes. That's it, because with rude jokes, you want to sort of start them slowly in an audience to sort of get them to come around. So I said something about, you know, I'll just ease it in, or something like that, and then they all laughed. I was like, no, that's not my joke. You just got dirty minds. Yeah, so what have you got, Thomas?
Right, so I've got two cats at home, Daffy and Mika. They're both ragdolls. I don't know if anyone is a fan of ragdolls, but...
I don't know what ragdoll is.
Ragdoll's like a... You probably should explain that. They're a breed of cat. They're an indoor breed, so they're bred to be inside because they could not survive out. They're those cats that flop. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know how most cats don't flop over? Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
So, like, when you're picking up...
Do you guys know what you're saying?
So then my cats will just literally, like, they'll just sit there and they'll go floop, and flop on their side for a belly rub. Or you can hold them like a baby. They're lying there. Because most cats don't like to go on their back.
Ah, okay.
But my cats love to be on their back.
They land on their feet. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
That's a thing,
so they
it?
Got. They have, I've got them a Cairo. But no, they lie on their... They literally lie on their back. So they're very... My missus calls Mika, the big fat one, she calls her a bag of sand. Because every time you try and pick her up, she sort of flops and all her weight goes to one side. And it's like literally like carrying a bag of sand. But anyway, Mika, the dumb one, the fat one. So I got Mika, who's the dumb fat one. I got Daffy, who's like the smart intellectual. She's the older one.
Right.
She's very nimble and switched on. Mika, she plays fetch. Like she thinks she's a dog. and this is not a lie, and I've tried it on stage, but people think I'm making it up. And just like now, you think I'm making it up. But my cat, when she hears the door, because we live in a terrace house, when she hears the next door neighbor's door go, she'll come to the front door and growl like a dog and sit there and...
Has she met a dog?
Huh? No, she's never met a dog. Whereas Daffy has, but I don't know if she's taught her.
Not a dog.
Huh? This is what I'm saying. But like, she also like, she'll play fetch. So I'll throw like, you know, an alpha ball you make and I'll throw it down the hallway.
Yeah.
And she'll like chase it, pick it up, bring it, drop it at your feet and then sit at you, looking at you going, wow, wow. And then you throw it again and then she'll go and get it, bring it back. She plays fetch with me. Which I think is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But translating this to stage to one, make it believable. And true, and two, like, it being funnier than just being, it's funny for me because it's my cat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That can be, you sort of...
Sometimes I feel like things
to...
can be funny for you, but that's funny in your household.
There must be something that you could do with that, surely.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, like, who's got a cat that plays fetch, for one?
Has anyone ever had a cat that plays fetch? No, they don't. No,
like, people don't believe that
I think maybe the punchline is it's a dog.
It's a dog.
I think maybe that's the pullback and reveal.
But... The thing is people believe that cats can flush toilet. They shit in human toilets.
What?
You've not seen these videos?
No.
This is what I'm saying. I need video evidence of my cat playing fetch.
Yes.
Because
in an Edinburgh show, you could do that.
Yeah, exactly. Because then people are like, oh, he's not joking.
Yeah.
And then, whereas people know, well, most people might have seen a video of the cats that go up onto a loo and then they flush their toilet.
But do they go to the toilet in the loo first?
Yeah.
No,
I'm serious.
Is that a thing?
So my mate trained his cat, right? And what it does, you know Damien Clark,
yeah,
an Aussie comic. So he was telling me how he's like, I was telling him about this, and he said, right. Oh yeah, my cat, she shits in the toilet. And I was like, how did you get her to do that? And there's a thing you can buy online where, so first of all, you slowly move their kitty litter towards your toilet, and then you put it on top of the toilet. It's a pain in the ass because you're forever taking the kitty litter off the toilet when they're first learning. But then...
They must end up in the toilet.
Slowly. No, then there's like this thing you can buy that the cats sit on and it only allows a little hole, right? And then you slowly put it out and so they slowly move out onto the seat so that they can use the toilet. And then I'm like, can yours flush the toilet? And he hasn't got that far. Like some cats. There's videos of cats that flush the toilet. This is true. You look like, oh man. But like, so I'm thinking, if people believe that and have seen that, then why the fuck? Sorry, am I allowed to swear?
You can do what you want, mate.
Okay, cool. Why are they not allowed? I should ask it before.
No, it's fine. It's not live.
Why can't they believe me?
You don't mind him swearing, do you? No, it's fine.
Everyone just walks out.
Yeah.
Including you put the mic down.
Everyone, that's what happened. That's why there's only 7 left.
You probably all leave me and go to Subway.
So. Yes, that's a funny concept, but yeah, if you had video evidence in your show and you could show it's a thing and then go off with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where are you expecting the punch? Just the fact that it happened?
Yeah, because
maybe give an example of something that, or I don't know.
Yeah, because most of my stuff is, it's quite storytelling. I do a lot of faces and voices and very animated. So I think the jokes for me would be in...
Reenacting, of
how it looks at home.
Oh, yeah, maybe reenact a cat doing the cat preference, like what the cat's like.
Because I've got other stuff about my cats that's working. This is just the stuff that's not working. So the stuff about my cats that is working is I talk about how I've learned how to fight better because of those two. So you know how like, when men want to fight and they're all aggro, I do a bit about like how everyone turns into chickens. They're like, puff their chest out and they're like, yeah, you want nothing. So I do all that. And then I say like, well, I've learned from my cats the way to stand up, because I'm a pretty small guy in comparison to some of the lads out, especially out in Cowgate at night time. Like, you know, and if they stood up to me, I'd just act like a cat and like back up and do all that sort of stuff. And that, that works. And then I got the other bit
just
is,
for the listeners at home, that was quite funny what he did with his face. it's not a visual
And then the other bit is about
and the Cats film's coming out soon.
Is it?
Can you incorporate that?
Oh, the Cats from the
Cats, the musical.
I don't know how I feel about that because I don't know
how. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen the play either.
Someone, who was this? Someone I spoke to. Oh no, he probably wouldn't want me saying his name. Anyway, he said that he said to his wife that he finds the Cats weirdly sexy in the trailer, and his wife said, "Please don't tell anyone that." And he did, and now I said it on the podcast. So. but I won't say who it was. But yeah. So maybe that's quite current, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they also like. I just feel there's so much. I've got so much on them because I find
so
them hilarious.
Cat lover.
Yeah, yeah.
So you won't like this joke. I've got a joke that I've got rid of because it's a bit. People just find it the setup a bit uncomfortable, but it's technically it works as a joke, I think. And also, you have to have a bit of knowledge about the certain product. So that one is, I saw an old woman put some kittens in a bag and go to throw them in a river. So that's not the best start, is it, to get people on board? And I was like, what the hell do you think you're doing? That's a Louis Vuitton. Right, so you've got to know that Louis Vuitton's a thing, for starter. And then, but I just think the image, as soon as you say cats in a bag.
I feel like that joke would only work in certain areas.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But okay, that know what Louis Vuitton is.
Yeah. And then I mean, it wouldn't work in Nottingham. You know what I mean?
No. And also,
I live in Nottingham, by the way. In case everyone's like,
yeah.
Like, whoa.
Has anyone seen Anthony Jeselnik?
Yeah.
He's an American comic. If you like dark jokes, he's like the king of dark jokes. He's amazing. It's on Netflix. But I mean, it's really harsh. Like kittens in a bag in a river is nothing. But he'd be able to pull that off easy, I think.
Yeah.
I think that would work for him
as a
joke. But I like having it, but I can't do it. I could do it, but it just doesn't get a big laugh.
I think if you're going to do... Because you're not very dark. You're quite cheeky in your stand-up.
Yeah.
And I think if you have a dark bit, you might have to have a more of a grey area joke leading up to that to sort of, and then maybe do a series of dark.
I have got some in my show this year,
right?
So maybe that would slip in that bit. I don't know. Yeah, if I feel that they're on board, then maybe.
Do you mean like if I wouldn't do it in the middle of doing jokes about like rainbows?
Not that
you do jokes.
Because the thing is, most of my darker jokes, they're set up in dark, and then the reveal is, oh, it's just silly.
Yeah.
But with this, it is silly, but. I am still saying that it's all right to throw kittens in a river, essentially.
Yeah.
But I don't know if people read that much into it or not. But there must be a reason it doesn't work. But it worked here when they knew it was coming. Do you know what I mean? So I set up that it was a dodgy one.
So why did it work specifically here, do you feel?
Because I preempted. If I'd just come out of it, people might be a bit like, oh, that's a bit... Ooh,
why don't you preempt it every time then?
Well, I sort of have that section in my show this year, but I haven't put that one in there because I just thought of it because you're talking about cats. So maybe I should try that.
Yeah, I'd give it a go.
Yeah.
Especially if you wedge it in.
It's only four.
Like the old shit sandwich. You know, when you go the old stuff, you know, works, put the new bit in, and then if it doesn't work, you can go back to the old stuff.
Yeah, you know, something good's coming up.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
That's what I do with...
Classic technique.
That's what I do with comparing. I talk to the audience about something specific that I know I've got a bit on. So if it goes tits up, you just move straight into the bit that you know is good.
Yeah, fair.
Classic. So what else have you got that doesn't work? Oh, we're bloody flying, aren't we? 15 minutes left.
Smashing it.
What time you got to go to your next thing?
Until
20 to 3. Oh, cool. Good. It's gold.
This is the most chill podcast ever.
It's
I love
great,
it.
Right?
It's so good.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you going on? Yeah, what do you feel like getting after?
Just if you explain this whole situation, this could be quite tense, couldn't it?
Oh, there's someone behind me. Oh, my God. Hey, mate.
Well, there's no one there.
Oh, don't.
Some of these, my other venue is meant to be haunted.
Is it?
Same thing, yeah. Banshee Labyrinth, if anyone?
Oh, yeah, I've been there. I did the midnight cinema show.
Oh, yeah. What time was it meant to start? Sorry, I can't help it. I see a joke. Bang. So what else you got, mate?
All right. So, yeah. Another bit that I've been working on, and it's been really frustrating because it's kind of hit and miss.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's got a strong premise,
right,
and a good concept behind it. But finding the actual punches and the toppers is what I'm struggling with.
Okay.
So basically, I grew up religious. I'm not anymore because I've discovered science. But
yeah, you've got quite a bit of stuff on that already in your
Yeah. So this whole concept is, right, when I was a kid, all my friends had superhero friends, superheroes that they'd look up to, you know, that people would have, right, like, is my sound
all right? No, we're all good. I get really paranoid that it's not working, so I always double check, but ignore me.
That's okay. So
this is gold, and I want to make sure it's definitely going in. Seriously.
So the old concept is that all my friends growing up had superheroes and the characters that they look up to.
Yeah.
But I was always told, your hero is Jesus, when I was a kid at church, right, Sunday school. And my parents had told me, your hero is Jesus. So that's who I had to look up to. And so the whole concept then is, I don't think Jesus would make a very good Marvel character.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So that's the concept.
Yeah. And then going into, like, how would that work and play out? And so I tried in Adelaide this year. So I do the Adelaide Fringe every year, and I sort of... it's in a way, it's a lead up for Edinburgh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is that what you're saying?
I just thought of something. Like, it's the idea that you could set this scene of who's the bad guy in the Marvel Avengers?
They're always... The main one, Thanos.
Thanos, that's it. And like, he's doing all these horrible things, and then you name all the characters that are doing all their special powers trying to defeat him, and then Jesus just comes up and offers him some fish. Do you want some fishes?
Well, yeah. Well, this is what I had. So I had them having a meeting to what they're going to do to take on Thanos.
I had him
rock up. And it was him, like, they're like, where have you been? And he sort of rocks up and like the whole thing that worked, this part didn't really work, to be honest with you. But people were sort of like, where's he going with this? And I had the Marvel's Avenger music cranking in, like, trying it, because I don't usually use anything but a mic. Do you know what I mean?
No. Well, maybe that was a bit shocking. A bit weird for them.
And I was sort of acting out. It was kind of almost like an Izzard-ish kind of thing with jumping between the characters.
Nice. Yeah.
And then like... it was very hit and miss. And actually, to be honest with you, afterwards I kind of felt like it wasn't very me. Like, I did bit and I went, that's... I don't really normally do that, and I didn't really enjoy it, if that makes sense, even though it wasn't working. Sometimes you're doing stuff and you're enjoying it and it's not necessarily working on a new material night, but you are understanding where it could go.
So you know
where the journey's going.
Right.
Whereas that bit, I was like, oh, I'm not enjoying that. Whereas then I said about the part that did work was about what would that look like for us going and buying toys. So, like, you go to, like, the shops and you've got the pop characters and you go in, you're like, oh, hey, mate, I couldn't see you've got... It's like Judas. I can't find any Jesus here. And he's like, oh, we've got loads in at Easter. Come back then.
Yeah.
And that usually got a bit of a laugh. And I said, oh, which edition is that? He's like, it's a loincloth edition. It comes with the cross this time. That sort of... And a cheeky little... And it kind of got a bit of a hook. But I found it was also one of those jokes where... it kind of splits the audience a bit as well. So if people are religious in there, they switch off, because it's going,
he clashed with Iron Man, because Iron Man's all science, isn't he? So it's definitely like a thing in that.
Oh, yeah. That's a great point. He is a very,
I think there's a massive concept there.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's so much you could do with that. But just like you say, just you didn't like doing acting out the different parts. Just do it as you, just how you do normal stand-up, I think. That's great.
I think it's got like a lot of layers to it. Do you know what I mean? And I think as well, like, because it doesn't have to
be. And also, the whole Jesus material, like that, it's been done a lot, but that seems like a totally fresh, because the Marvel thing's so new.
And that's why I think early on, because I don't think I'd written it right, it didn't work, and people who were religious sort of were a bit, Whereas I think it's actually, it's pretty inoffensive. It's so silly in its concept. Like, oh, Jesus in a Marvel movie. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not offensive. It's talking about a historical figure being in a fictional film. Do you know what I mean? So, I think... Because I did have... Like, and this is a very, I don't know if anyone knows the Bible very well, but no.
Okay. I know it backwards.
Oh, right.
It's Elbib. That's one of my jokes. I think it's been in the podcast before, but I can help it. Sorry.
I said you can ask for the when you go buy the characters at the shop. You can get the disciple Peter, but you have to ask for him three times.
No,
you don't know it.
No. Did anyone get that? Is that what's that about then?
So Peter denied Jesus three times.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What for?
Because
him what?
So the Romans asked that, and he's like, I don't know who that is. And
towards
so then,
the end of
and then when Jesus came back from the dead, he apparently went to Peter, and then he made Peter tell him three times that he loved him, and then he was forgiven.
He made Peter
it's so
tell.
Fucking niche, that bit. I understand.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And that's when I went, oh.
Yeah, no.
I think that would only work in a sermon.
What was the joke again? Now you've explained it.
To get the disciple Peter, the special edition, you have to ask for him three times.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, the Christians would love that.
Yeah. Yeah, they would.
Yeah. Well, they probably wouldn't actually, would they? So they're the only ones who would get it, but they wouldn't like it because you're sort of talking about Jesus in the wrong... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you sort of backed yourself in the corner there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, that's great though.
Nobody
there's so many
backs
biblical
Jesus
things you
What's
could...
That?
There's, so many, yeah, there's so many things you could do with that, I think.
Yeah, that's the thing is, it's frustrating because I know it's a good concept and premise and it's original. Yeah. And every comic I've spoken to about it has gone, mate, yeah.
Are there any sort of biblical puns with any of the characters? Because I feel that there must be something.
I don't do puns though. Or one
no,
line.
But
you know that because you know how bad I was on your show last year.
Yeah. You weren't bad. That was great. It's a Punnel show. Anyone see Punnel show? It's a game show I do every couple of years. We do it up here. But we like it when we have guests that don't do puns. It's fun.
Because yeah, I literally got on there and you have to guess the pun. And audience members who are just pun fanatics were smashing it. You guys obviously were switched on. The other guest was nailing it. I think out of the whole, I think everyone was on like 18 points. I got one. One.
And I think that was just...
And I think he gave it to me.
You,
yeah, it was. Yeah, I was so bad.
But I mean, that might be funny because if you could... get someone to think of some puns for that link, you could talk about how they could sell the biblical version of it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't think of anything. I don't know much about religion. That's the trouble. I actually used to read the Bible when I was a kid, weirdly. I used to like the stories. We weren't very religious. Yeah, that's just the thing.
Really?
Yeah.
You like reading the
stories? Yeah, I just like the stories. Yeah, they're quite good stories, aren't they, some of them?
Like, what do you mean?
If you don't take all
the seven types of plague that came and wiped out the people. That was hilarious.
I love that one. Yeah,
yeah, it was a classic.
Yeah. No, like the old...
King David.
What's the one where the kid gets given away? Yeah, that's all... None of it. What about Samaritan one? That's a nice one, is it? Cross the road or something? I can't remember.
He crossed the road. No, there's some absolute classics in the Bible, like when King David saw Bathsheba bathing, and he thought, I want to bang her. So he put her husband on the front line so that he died in war and then he could marry her.
Noah, that's a good one.
Noah, yeah.
When everyone gets killed. And they're all a bit depressing, aren't they? But what about, I know we're going to do a lot on this bit, but what about like if you took... What would the other religious characters, biblical characters, how would they be at superheroes as superheroes as well? Do you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
But then I'm going down that whole. I don't. Then I'd have such a heavy focus on the Bible, and the characters in the Bible, and that's then going to bordering again on niche and history. Whereas it was just meant to be a very silly concept. Do you know what I mean?
Then
people if I'm talking about like, I don't know, Zacchaeus. If it was like, who the fuck is Zacchaeus? Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a car.
It does. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It's a type of Tesla. They bought a Tesla Zacchaeus.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
If you crash, it comes back to the dead. Sorry.
Yeah.
These are all very specific.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years.
Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I've got another bit that only works in certain parts of the country.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I mean by that, I mean this island. I know I'm in Scotland right now, but okay. I've got a bit, and it's a true story of what happened to me on the way to a gig. I was driving through Wales, in North Wales, down the A55.
So was this yesterday?
Huh? No, no.
You were in Wales, weren't you, before you came here?
Yeah, but not in the north. I came across and went up. Yeah, so the whole bit is about my first experience. And I know the Welsh language gets ripped into, and the Welsh get ripped into a lot. Mm. But the whole concept is that, I had never seen the Welsh language. And I'm driving to my first gig ever in Wales, and I was going on the A55, and I saw a sign that said Flint, like 5 miles, and then directly beneath Flint, it said Flint. And I was like, that sign just fucking stuttered. Like, that's the...
Yeah, then.
I'm looking, I was like, that was so weird. I'm like, what the hell? And then, because it was all in the proper writing, so it wasn't like it's been graffitied on. And I was literally driving like, that was really weird. And then the next sign, it was like the sign had heard me, because the sign said Flint, and then directly below it, it said, why Flint? And I was like, what the hell? And then the whole bit is about, I like to think that the guy who was doing the signs had a shitload of consonants left over in his bucket, and he had to knock off, so he just threw them up there.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my God, that's how you, you know what I mean? So, yeah. And it only works in, I did it in Cardiff.
Yeah.
And they loved it. And then I did it in Liverpool, because it's quite close to where I was in the A55, and that worked. Or is that too loud? Am I hitting?
No, sorry.
You keep looking.
I did say ignore me.
Yeah,
ignore me.
I'm on a podcast with you, mate. I can't ignore you.
No, but I just got this thing where I like to make sure it's working. I don't know. It's a real sort of, is that OCD? I don't know.
I would say, or paranoia.
Yeah, it's working. It's great. And it's because I'm loving it. So Liverpool, but you tried it elsewhere and it didn't work.
Yeah, no, I've tried it in other parts of the country and people look at me like, what are you talking about?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose, yeah, if you've never been to Wales, you wouldn't know it.
Like, I've got another specific line that I can only use in the West Midlands.
Oh, what's that?
So I was talking to a girl in Birmingham at a school. I was talking to a girl from Birmingham area, right? Because I used to be a school teacher. And when I first moved over, this is a true story as well, I was teaching in an area in Nottingham, and she came in to help out with the PE. And I said, oh, it's an interesting accent. Where are you from?
Yeah.
And she said, I'm from Warsaw. And I was like, fuck off. You're not from Poland. Right? But in the West Midlands, for some reason, though, I tried that near London. And then I tried it again in it wasn't Nottingham. It was a bit more east. I can't remember what it was. But it was just like,
Really?
And I thought maybe it was the area. It just didn't.
What's the actual place?
Warsaw.
Yeah, like, Warsaw. Yeah. I didn't know where Warsaw was, but...
But it was such a unique accent.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so, okay.
But I did that in Birmingham. They're like, wah! Because they obviously all know.
But how many times did you try it elsewhere?
Not a lot.
Maybe it's worth... Where are you lot from? Oh, so you like that? So you got it.
The problem is that Warsaw's a bit too niche.
Warsaw's a bit too niche a place.
In the West Midlands, I'm not sure how many people really...
I've heard of Walsall.
So it's not a big area?
It's not a particularly big area.
Right, okay. Whereabouts in West Midlands are you guys?
Dudley and Wolverhampton.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Which, again, I mean, Wolverhampton just about all right. Dudley.
Yes, because I did it at the Slade Rooms at Wolverhampton, and it worked there.
We'll just save it for then.
Maybe just save it for the West Mids.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird, though, how that happens, though, with jokes, isn't it? When sometimes you write something and that actually happened. Like I said to her, I made that joke to her and she was like, what?
Oh, really?
But like, and that's usually where my things spawn from, is it's all real stuff that obviously you embellish. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not like yourself who can, you can write gags and you can write jokes and one-liners, whereas I kind of... My stuff kind of stems from a story event. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I had a Wales joke, but I can't remember what it was. It was something like, it didn't work.
Because on the way, that was going to be a bit then.
No. On the way, it was, you see, have any of you driven to Wales? Like, there's a, it says slow on the road, and then it says araf. And araf is obviously means slow. So I tried to do a joke about, how did I word it? I can't remember, but the idea was saying that the audience... that's it. So I'm trying to get... I thought I want to try and get the audience on side today, so I'm going to use some of the Welsh language. You all seem a little bit araf. So that's quite funny, right? Because you're...
What's araf?
It's slow.
Oh, right.
You're all a bit slow. So it's sort of a counter...
Oh, I did see that on the signs.
Yeah. That's a common one.
Yeah. I saw it on Cardiff. It's like slow and then a raff. And I was like, and I thought, maybe you can have this if you want, but I thought like, fucking hell, who's a raff? Like, is he speeding everywhere? Slow, a raff, come on, mate.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you're nice. Because with my joke, I thought it was funny because I'm telling them I want to get them on side, but I'm calling them by using the language. But I'm calling them, like, you know what? I only did it once. Do you think that would work in England? Just explain the story. So I told them, yeah, because I'm being an idiot, aren't I? I do a story. I tell them what that a raff means slow. I say I wanted to get them on side. I think that might work. I'm going to write that down because I think that's worth a try. I'm glad we spoke.
I've got you a couple of gags.
Yeah, I just remembered that. Yeah, but that a raff, your joke, the a raff bit, that would work for you when you were in Wales, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I did. It was weird because I like that when I go to a gig and I'd say things that have happened on the way. So on the way to Cardiff, I was driving. I had to come off the M4 because it was just absolutely mental, and I didn't want to be late. And so I went, had to go a bit more rural.
Right.
I went through the countryside, and I just saw all these horses, abandoned horses everywhere. Right. There's a lot of travellers around there. Yeah. So I didn't say that. I played the whole naive card. And I was like, oh, guys, on the way here, like, went down the M4, it was absolutely rammed, I had to go rural, I felt like I passed through fucking Narnia, and then that got a little bit of a joke, and then a bit of a laugh, and then I said, I just saw, like, loads of horses around, and I was like, fuck, I thought, yeah, to be honest, I just parked my car up, I rode in on one, and people were just like, oh, he doesn't know what a travel, like, they went the whole naive card,
that's good.
It's weird, especially
it's easier because you're from Australia, so it's like, oh, I'm discovering this new thing that I've never been to before, so they buy into that really nicely as well.
100%.
That's good,
because now I'm working on for Adelaide next year. I'm currently writing a show, and it's weird being here, but I'm already thinking about February. And it's the concept, it's called Yeah Nah, the show.
What's it?
Yeah Nah.
Yeah Nah.
Yeah, because Aussies always go, oh yeah nah, or nah.
Oh
yeah.
Right, oh, that's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole idea is about colloquialisms and Australian and English language and how it's quite different, and how I'll say things here that people are like, what the hell? And then, or I went home. So for example, I went home to do the Fringe this year, and me and my mate went to the beach. My mate Clint said to me, this is a true story, and I completely forgot that this is an Australian saying, but you know how here, you guys will say, like, if something's really obvious, you'll be like, there's a bear shit in the woods.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or is the Pope Catholic? Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Oh, so an Australian person told me one before. Okay, say what you're going to say.
It might be this. I went to the beach and I was like, mate, do you want to go in for a dip? And he goes, well, I'm not here to fuck spiders.
Oh my God, that's exactly the one.
Yeah.
So I was seeing an Australian girl for a little while.
Yeah.
And then she told me that was a saying. And then I said it to some Australians. They looked at me like I was absolutely mental. And I thought she'd wind me up.
No.
So that's a real thing.
Yeah, so not all Aussies say... like, there's so many different slangs and terminologies for different places. But my mate said it, and I was like, I forgot about that. And then the whole bit is like, then... So I'm going to. Common. I didn't expect that you were going to be here to fuck spiders, mate.
Did
that become a saying?
Yeah.
I did.
I'm a legs man. Yeah. You can have that.
That's great. That is good. I like that. I'm a legs man.
Thomas Green!
Awooga!
Awooga for Thomas Green. Very good stuff. Good episode. Lovely.
Great.
Ended on a joke.
Nice.
Yeah. Good, isn't it?
That is good.
I try and do that.
You should try and do that more often.
Yeah, yeah.
Normally, it just sort just of ends awkwardly.
Just do any jokes throughout.
It just ends with you. I can just tell you're like desperately trying to find an end.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just do it when the time goes down.
What time?
So once it gets an hour, I usually just stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good chat, Joel. So tweet in if you like the podcast, any feedback, and reviews.
Please.
On iTunes.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And anything else, Joel?
No.
Next week, Chris Stokes. Bit of a geekier one. Talking about lots of jokes and stuff. You're not giving me much here, Joel.
I don't know what to say. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm excited.
You don't sound excited, Joel.
You just keep... No, because I'm not...
What?
You just keep worrying. You keep telling me to... You're very concerned about the editing of this one.
This one?
The next one.
Chris Stokes one.
You keep saying, like, cut out when I said this.
Yeah.
And when I said that.
There was lots of that. Yeah. But now we're making the people listening now want to know those bits.
Well, if you...
But we recorded for an hour and 20 because there was just too much. We weren't talking about jokes for the first 20 minutes.
What were you talking about?
I don't talk about it.
I'm in control of the publication of this podcast.
You are, yeah.
So I could put those things out if we ever have a big falling out.
Yeah, I mean, you've got loads of that. But I've also got some text messages that you sent me that I've screenshot. But
hang on!
That I definitely know that if anything kicks off, I've got something on you too.
Okay. Mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
Good, okay.
Or we just be nice to each other. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Next week, Chris Stokes. Tune in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.